Yeah, we're live. I've been looking forward to this, dude. It's Fairfield County Live and Local. We're presented by the Sono Collection. My name is John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox. And this is the man. This is Doughy Joey back again. What up, dude? Nice hat.
Goose.
Goose. I love all those boos, baby.
Right.
It's How you doing, man? Good to see you.
I'm doing good, bro. I'm doing good. I'm having myself a nice post-quarantine, current end of the world. How about you?
I'm drinking wine on a Sunday, getting ready, you know, for work tomorrow morning. You know, best that I can be.
That's smart. I wish I wasn't technically working right now. I would drink wine as well.
Thank you so much for having me back, you know?
Dude, it was my pleasure. And you've had excitement. You've had so much cool stuff going on, man. So, yeah. All right. Like, let me just get this out of the way. So for people watching on 95.9 The Fox, this is Doughy Joey, DJ extraordinaire. And I have, if you're interested in his whole backstory and his whole rise to the top, I've got a previous podcast episode that you can check out. You can also check out the video on Fairfield County Live and Local and the Fairfield County Live and Local YouTube page. But plugs aside, also, this guy has been for the last 2 weeks, I guess, has opened four shows for Goose. And if you don't know about Goose, L Goose knows about this. But for the Fox listeners, if you don't know about Goose, that's the biggest band in CT right now. No one's doing it bigger than Goose is. They're killing it. I wanted to talk to you, though, because you've done something now. You've done two things now that a lot of people talk about that a lot of people are curious about, but I haven't really gotten an insider perspective on them. You've done a drive-in show now, and a big one for a big band that's drawing a couple thousand people as opposed
to
you know, like a few hundred. And you've done a socially distant.
I did not do the Morris shows. Actually.
You didn't do Morris? Oh, I thought you did Morris. My bad.
No, but I was not good at socially distancing. So they were like, you need to stay at home. You're too chatty. You come out even with the mask on. You're too talking to too many people. So I had to keep it at home. No. I just couldn't make it. We couldn't work that out. But I did the both Yarmouth shows, and the drive-ins are definitely something else, man.
Well, the drive-ins, I think, is honestly, that's the thing that I was the most curious about to begin with. So, I mean, you know, tell me, start from the beginning and leave nothing out. What are these drive-in shows like? What's the dynamic of it? In ways that are specific to Goose, but in ways that just generally, how do these things work?
I don't see them going anywhere now. Like even in 2 years when we're all cleaned up and, you know, down the road from here, I feel like this is going to be something because the car gives you that luxury and people are there and they're innovative. They're in their pickup trucks. They got air mattresses in the back. You almost could bring your grill if you want it too. That's the way that with the level of comfort and like festive that you feel when you're at these events. And, yeah, exactly. Mark knows. He was there. We chilled. See?
Certifiably bananas.
Bananas, baby. Yeah, it was sweet. And, you know, that aside from the general drive-in vibe, it was really fun for me personally to walk around and like see people, you know, wearing Doughy gear that I've never met before from the dojo or from El Goose and getting to like do a quick what up and whatnot. But it definitely feels like a show. And if, you know, you're in the first couple rows, you can kind of hear the band's PA a little bit and you got your car turned all the way up and you're with your four or five closest homies in your block there. And it started for us. They were going to open the gates at like 6:30. I think they opened them early because the cars were coming out into the road, you know, so they had to open up gates early. So I went on early at like 6:10 and felt like a traffic director. You know, people are pulling in and you just watch this big field. That's just a big empty field. And by the end of it, it's full. And I feel like a mechanic on stage waiting for my next car to fix. But, you know, it's really something else, man.
So you're up on stage and you're watching them file in. You're watching cars come in and park. And do you know what the attendance was?
I asked and I believe I was told over 15, but I don't actually have a number on it, but it felt like more because the cars add like volume. It's not, you know, we did Williamsburg. It was like 18, I think. And you're in a room tight and you could see everybody. I literally look back and I'm like, am I at Woodstock right now?
So
you
1500 cars.
I don't know. I don't know if that was the count of people per I think you get like four people for a vehicle, so maybe like a quarter of that. So like, you know,
that's still an outrageous amount of cars.
It's huge. It's intimidating. Seriously, I've yet to be intimidated. Yeah, even going out on stage when everyone's crowded together, you can see the people more. But not being able to see the back, we were doing like the regular DJ routine. I'm people in the first row. Make some noise. People in the second row. And the time you get back to the fourth row, I'm like, I don't know if you guys are making, like, I kind of hear you, but I don't know if you're making noise back there anymore. I gave up after fourth row, you know?
That's wild. And, like, what do people, like, do people honk when it's done?
So I've heard there's honking. Goose fans love to honk, so it made sense. But I told them not to honk because they do have neighbors over there. And they had, I guess, when this first started up, you know, got complaints pretty quickly about people using that as their way to applause, because it's already got to be something if you're a neighbor to one of these venues that you're used to being like, oh, they were so rowdy at E.T. last night, you know, or Jaws or whatever they would play on a weekday movie. and then now it's like
so rowdy at E.T.
Yeah, dude, rowdy for Jaws, you know, but like shark. But these guys now, these neighbors have to deal with like rock and roll music. And then if you added honking as like a celebratory thing to it, I'm sure they would have the town meeting the next day, you know?
Dude, that's
especially
wild.
Especially a town like South Yarmouth. I'm not sure if you've been there before, but like,
never.
It's beautiful. And everything there, everything about the weekend was beautiful. You know, this is Goose specific. The energy, I'm sure a lot of bands have great energy too, but these fans know how to spread the love. And you see the whole town, everyone at our motel was clearly there for the show by the end of the weekend. And you're going back and you're hanging out and there's no chains. There was the breakfast spot was called Mr. Pancake Man. And like, you could, go there and there's like cat art on the walls. So that's like, I'll never leave this place. I'll never leave this place. You know,
I just saw this comment pop up. Look at this. Somebody got proposed.
Yeah. Phil wanted a pin and I only had the pin. I always rock my pins right about there. Phil wanted a pin and there was only one way to give it to him, and there's someone snapped a good picture of me like on one knee and I'm totally proposing, you know.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. And we're married now, and
I mean Phil looks like a good looking guy. I get it.
Yeah Phil's the guy with the Goose shirt on in his picture there. He's a great looking guy. He blessed me too. He gave me a cool gift. He's got some pins of his own made and whatnot. Ralph, meow, what's up, baby? So, you know, that was, like I said, that was something that was really cool for me, because these are people that I've been like chatting with on Facebook and Messenger or texting on my phone for a while and never met in person, you know, and we kind of got to, with our masks on and, you know, we kind of got to meet a little bit as much as we could in the time that we're in. And it was really, really, really cool, you know?
So what's set up like, you know, like getting to the show, is it like, I guess what I'm asking is it basically just a regular gig until the cars show up instead of the people?
Yeah, it's like a regular gig, but you're still masked up if you're like talking to, you know, people working the event and whatnot. You know, you're trying to keep your distance. There's, you know, hand sanitizer everywhere. It's not as much of like the sharing, you know. There's no one passing around cups or anything like that.
Right.
But yeah, similar deal, man. And like I said, for the fans, besides the fact that when you're not in your car, you have to have your mask on, it's as close to a real concert as you're going to get. It reminded me of being at a festival if they had a stage in the car camping section, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that's kind of what I had in my head.
You just turn on your radio and tune in. So I think it's like, honestly, like I said, it's not going anywhere. I'm pumped to do more shows like this. You know, I know Goose has some more drive-ins coming up in October. They're doing New Hampshire and Vermont. So maybe I'll get lucky and you'll see me there. Who knows?
Yeah, dude. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? It's a possibility. Let's talk about you, because you got a lot of stuff going on right now. I mean, you've been keeping live streams pretty up to date throughout quarantine, but now you've got the showy. The Doughy Joey Showy.
Yeah, I got that. Man. I honestly wouldn't be doing that if it wasn't for you, man. You had me on. I'm not just saying it either, you know? There's a lot of other people that I couldn't do it without, for sure. You know, you got Kalinske and you got Matt Dolliver and the whole Jamcast family. My old roommate, Andrew Kittle and Dan Riney, like, I go to their house and do it from there. And they're on the boards chatting and helping me set the room up and stuff. But it was you who, like, we did the interview last time on Live and Local, which was my first interview. And then we chatted again after that. And you basically were like, hey, knucklehead, get it together and get yourself a show.
Well, dude, I mean, you like more than so many other people that I know who actually have a podcast, like need a podcast. And this isn't like, this is not like a, for people who are watching and who don't know, this is not like your average podcast. It's so much more than that. And we'll get into that. But dude, you need a show. I mean, like, you know, in the last interview, we talked about how when I first got to know you and I started to hang out with you, this was down, you know, for the Connecticut people watching, they know about, you know, down in Black Rock at the Euro Lounge. And you were throwing a party. You were the, you know, I mean, MC stands for master of ceremonies, but you were a master of ceremonies and you were just holding it down. So you needed a show. That needed to happen. That was a foregone conclusion. And like, yeah, good for the guys at Jamcast for being the ones to put you up on it. But it's an easy sell. We talked about a couple of ideas when you called me and you were like looking for ideas for this thing. But like, talk me through the structure of the show. Talk me through how it goes. Like, there's no structure.
Every week is different. I literally pride myself on that because it keeps it interesting. I just did my first interviewing of someone. Right. So, typically I try to have one piece of the show where we're doing some sort of like, you know, talking and interviewing with someone. Or the week before Goose did the drive-in, I had Greg Knight, my homie Greg Knight, come through, and he did like a
thing before.
He was there early, so he walked around the drive-in and gave everyone like the rundown on like, this is where the porta, you know, this is where the food is, make sure these are the rules you're following. And it was important to follow the rules there. And like, just wanted to stress this at all these shows coming up is make it easy for the staff, man. Like, yes. Most, if you're going to Morris, these are people that you've probably partied with at like PST that are working these events, and you don't want them to have to like mom and dad you to like go back to your space or put your mask on, you know? Yeah. But yeah, the show really has no format, and it changes every time. So like this past week we did comic books. So the whole theme was comic books. I had like visuals in the background from X-Men, actual scanned into the computer screenshots of pages from comic books that I love. And they were like filtering in the background. So while I'm DJing, you could read a comic behind me.
Oh, that's sick.
And you know, we had a blast with that. And this week coming up, we're doing John Carpenter. If you're not familiar with John Carpenter at home, watch his movies. You got Escape from New York, Escape from L.A., They Live, Halloween are the obvious ones. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more to his catalog, too.
A fall theme for this.
Yeah, that's what inspired it. And then sure. I have the one and only Luke Beeman from La Special coming in to talk to me because he knows a lot. John Carpenter is, I'm pretty sure, his favorite. He's like super knowledgeable about it. I saw him do the Bobo Loco Ensemble did a cover of the they played the movie and rescored it live, and it was very interesting. Obviously, it sounds alone. I don't need to go into much more of why it sounds interesting.
Well, right.
If you haven't seen that, give that a Google search and check that out. It's really fun. And he's going to come on and talk to me about John Carpenter because he did Halloween and talk about just Halloween in general with those guys because they get down. I went to La Special. They have the La Spectacle in October.
Yeah.
And that was a blast. This year they're doing a drive-in and you can go check that out. And they're going to do another like movie rescoring, which is just, if anyone was made for the drive-in theaters, it was those guys and doing stuff like that. Cause
how does the rescoring work? Like, are they as loud as the dialogue? Are they like, is it like, what's the, like, if you haven't seen the movie, can you follow the movie or is it really?
Kinda, yeah. Yeah, because okay. The movie's on the screen, and with a movie like that, like the, you know, it's all, you're like watching him from like a Halloween 1. He starts off as a kid, and you like see him, you know, so you're watching, and you just slower John Carpenter, especially with the John Carpenter film. So it's a good movie choice,
right?
By then, because it's obviously it's honestly all about the movie. So depending,
well, I mean, and also everyone's seen Halloween. So
what movie you choose, it makes it easier or harder to follow. You know, if you put like, you know, Inception on, you might have a difficult time figuring out what the hell is going on because you need them to do some sort of explaining. But yeah, I'm not sure they're going to do their upcoming one. But the last one they did, I know Jules had the control. Jules Jensen was on the drums there and he had the controls of the volume for the movie. So when they went into a big monologue, you heard them,
yeah.
You know, you heard her do her thing, and then the music would come back, and they did that like improv. So it was just like something something else.
That's so nuts, dude.
Yeah, yeah. So excited to have him on and talk about John Carpenter. I know he was like Snakes from Escape to New York for Halloween one year. So yep. he's the guy to talk to about it.
And for people who are just tuning in, too, it's Fairfield County Live and Local, presented by the Sono Collection, 95.9 The Fox. This is Doughy Joey, and coming up, I think the show before mine on the air is running a little bit early, so in about 10 minutes, around 8:53, according to this clock, you're going to be able to hear some Doughy Joey music on 95.9 The Fox, 95.9 FM, if you live in southern Connecticut. If you don't and you want to tune in anyway, go to 959thefox.com. We're going to be playing some Doughy Joey music. We're going to be playing some Goose right after that, just as a little celebration. Yeah. And so make sure you check that out if you're watching right now.
Hey, Auntie Cher.
We got some love for Doughy Joey. Dude, you're getting so much love. And
can I give some love real quick before we move forward? Before I forget, I got like a nice Grammy speech typed up with people that I need it. You know, I got my buddy Rob Medrano. I needed to make sure he gets a shout out. Obviously, Coach Matt Kalinske, all the Goose crew that helped me out with the drive-in situation. They're the guy that runs their cams, Brian Murphy's the man. He was doing overlays of the fried dough truck and me on the big screen, so it was like doughy as it could possibly get. I got Vince Brazen, who was there, and he's for Wheels and Waves Photography, and he caught a bunch of really good shots, and so did Chris Quinn. So I wanted to shout those guys out. Pat Hanna and Fat Daddy Designs for hooking it up. He's the one running these Getty light pins, and all that money goes to them.
Boom.
Which is great. He also designed the hoodie that I'm wearing.
If you're into fishing.
If you're into fishing, you know, check that out. Go over to Fat Daddy Designs, or they just dropped some new Goose pins over there. And then my buddy Matt G from Fungi Pins, I'm going to post his Facebook group up now. And what we're doing, if you could show the new pins we got coming out.
New Doughy Joey pins.
We're going to run a giveaway on one of these sets right here. All you got to do as of now is be in the dojo. Doejoe, the dojo. That's my Facebook group, and sign up to his, which is being shown on the screen below this. And at 10 o'clock tonight, he's going to hit you guys with some more information. And we're going to run a giveaway. And that's a valuable set of pins right there. So,
and they look awesome too, man.
Dude, he nails my, I don't need another artist ever because he nails it, man. He's got the cartoony Doughy Joey vibe down perfect.
Mm-hmm. With the pizza.
Yeah, exactly. The pizza slice
on there, dude.
That witch doctor had that coming, so I had to, catch him with a nice one,
dude. Sorry, hold on one sec. Let me double check our time here because I don't want to infringe upon the music. But So speaking of music, what do you got coming up? What do you got coming up for us next, man? Whether it's new shows, I know there's some shows that may happen, may not happen. But what do you have for sure in the works coming up?
So now the time that I spend working on music is all taken by the showy, because we do a section of the showy where people can go in, and once you join the dojo, you'll see the top tagged post is I take edit suggestions. So if there's like a song that you wanted to hear a remix or an edit of, you post it in there and on that thread, or hit me up at doughyjoey.com and let me know what it is, or tune into the show and yell it in the comment section on Thursdays. And then I make it my duty to do my best to grab as many of those as I can, and throughout the week, literally remix all those songs and have them in the next week's showy. So honestly, I can't tell anybody any good news about any like Spotify music or anything. If you're waiting for that, you're going to get your razor blades ready, because you're going to be shaving before that comes out. But if you have a remix that you want to have done, this is the time to send it over, and I'm working on them and then putting them in the show, and I tag people, and you know, it's a way to make it fun, and everyone feels like they're part of the show. You get to on a Monday, you could be like, yo, I want a Led Zeppelin, da 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 da. And come Thursday, you might hear, you know, No Quarter coming out of me, you know, who knows?
Oh my God. Wait, also please do that though.
Yeah.
That would be, yo, a Doughy Led Zeppelin, No Quarter remix would be amazing.
Hey, well, go ahead and hit up the dojo and drop that in the comments on that thread there. You know?
I guess I'm going to have to now.
No, you're VIP. I got you, baby.
I appreciate that, dude. I appreciate that. Oh, man. Doughy Joey on Fairfield County Live and Local, presented by the Sono Collection. In 5 minutes. No. Ooh, 4 minutes. We're going to be playing some Doughy Joey music. On 95.9 The Fox, 95.9 FM if you're in Southern Connecticut, 959thefox.com if you are not. Bro, so before I let you go.
I don't want to leave.
I don't want you to leave.
I don't want to leave.
I don't want you to leave either. But you said that drive-ins aren't going anywhere.
I don't think they are.
That's a strong statement.
They're not.
What was it? I mean, like, cause you, I mean, like, not only did you perform, but like, did you go out into the crowd and like watch
me and Bruce and Greg Knight, we all were like kind of carred next to each other, and you couldn't, it's not going or go to one. I'm telling you, if one of your local bands is doing a drive-in show, go check it out. It's totally worth it. It'll totally change your opinion on like if it's a real concert or not. It's a show that you get to have in the luxury of your vehicle. You know, that's the only way I could put it. Like, you know,
that does sound pretty safe.
Be safe. Keep your mask on when you're not in your car. Follow whatever rules they got going on, you know. But besides that, it's magical. Seriously, it's something else. And especially if you want to go, if you're the kind of person who goes with like one or two or three people, that's who you want to enjoy your core experience with, your crew. Go, and you know, you're in your car with them, or you're out of your car with the air mattress in the back of your truck, whatever's clever. You got your lady and your popcorn, and you're on your way to the drive-in. You know, like, take your date, bring her to a drive-in, check it out.
What a wild, like, you know, like,
dude, and these places were could not have been like thriving before this, you know, like,
not even a little bit.
To see a movie and I was like, this is kind of ghetto, you know? And then I went back to see a show and I was like, this is crazy production, you know? Do it. If you have one near you, do it. I know we have one coming up in Milford. I know I've seen some local bands getting it together. So there's even stuff real close by. Yo, what up, TJ? That's my man right there. I met TJ during the quarantine. Coolest mask I've seen since. Wu-Tang forever, baby.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. No, but I mean, like, dude, I'm running down these comments and people are loving the drive-in thing. I got to admit, I am surprised. I thought that it was, I thought it was going to feel like a drive-in movie. Like you said, this is kind of ghetto. Like, this is kinda, like, it's hard to see the screen. Like, you know, but
the
like,
times have changed. People are buying the JBL light up speakers and you literally hook up Bluetooth to like the radio station and you can bump it on like great quality sound, you know, things.
Right.
You know, you're not like a tin cup in your car, man. You know,
and it all syncs up with the car next to you. That's like the
they spend hours doing that. So we were there. I got there at 3 o'clock, and I wasn't starting until like 6:10. And when I got there, it seemed like everyone had been there for hours, and their managers are walking around with headphones on and checking all the way in the back and checking to the left and getting angry if it's seconds off. So it was really. On like you're watching it, there's no gap in my you do really have to try to complain about something, you know. If you were there in Yarmouth, I dare you to complain.
Dude, the people have spoken. All right, man. I'm gonna go to one. And it looks like the show is getting ready to start right now. So I'm gonna stop talking and I'm gonna let people listen to some Doughy Joey. It's Fairfield County Live and Local. We are presented by the Sono Collection. You can check out this episode starting hopefully tomorrow on 959thefox.com. You can check it out on Spotify as well. I've got, for those of you in El Goose, there is a podcast episode that I did with Goose before Peach Fest 2019. So this is them on the come up still.
Check that out.
Huh? Dude, there's four acoustic songs in there too. Not sets, not full sets, but four acoustic songs.
Sets, four goose sets. Go
no, no. Tell the people something that isn't true, Doughy Joey. Yo, Doughy, this was dope. Let's see.
Dude,
each other
man, thank you again for having me on, and thanks for getting me started up and the motivation and courage I needed to get the showy going. You're the best.
Anytime, brother. Stick around after I pull us off live. But for people watching at home, head to 959thefox.com right now. You're going to listen to some Doughy Joey music. This guy right
here. Love you guys.